OFM Book Talk, the story behind the writers.
Thanks so much for joining me this evening on OFM Nights, Takalani. We're talking all things your new book, A Burning Desire. Quickly tell us about this book and what inspired the story.
Thank you for having me. Okay, this book, The Burning Desire, I actually just wanted to write a story that covers gender-based violence, but in a very different angle. It is a love story between a guy named Puruso and a lady called Lisedi. However, Puruso was in a journey of, he has always wanted to find justice for his sister, who was once violated, and then she committed suicide. So he always wanted justice for her. However, he met this woman, Lisedi, who was also on her own journey of life, and they fell in love. Their love actually came and disturbed his plan to find justice, because he wanted to go to jail. He wanted to do the right thing that was supposed to be done by the police, and so their love journey was actually a mess. And I think at the end, he wanted to do what he desired the most. Unfortunately, their love journey was actually, it was harmed in a way, because they could not be together because of that. So it's actually a very long journey, which is. There's love in it, there's sad moments in it, because there's death, there's healing, so many things in the book. And I thought people would love to hear the side of the families who are affected by gender-based violence.
When it comes to your writing, and specifically A Burning Desire, why is it important for you to write with these themes in mind? And it's stuff that happens in our communities. We see it in the newspapers. Gender-based violence is extremely prevalent in South Africa. Why is it important for you to address these issues in your writing?
I think some people, as much as people love to watch TV, there are also, I've realized that people who love reading, and because this messages you, whatever talents that you have, that you can use to spread such messages, you can use that talent that you have. So with me, it is writing books which are relatable. I love writing books which our societies can relate to, so many readers can relate to the stories that I write. So I thought, let me bring this message in the book, in which most people will pick it up for entertainment. However, while they enjoy the love story, while they enjoy the entertainment, they can also get a message in, and then they can see how other people are affected by gender-based violence and how important it is for our government to take it as serious as it is. Yes.
It's an amazing piece of work. A Burning Desire was also selected as part of the prestigious Exclusive Books Homebrew 2021 collection. Tell us a bit more about this and how it made you feel to be included.
I was actually honored. It is a very huge honor to be part of the Homebrew, because every year Exclusive Books select a few titles. We actually submit a lot of, I think they receive a lot of our books to pick from, and then in July they have a selection of about probably 20 books in the whole of South Africa, and it is a selection from a lot of
amazing
big authors. Yes, amazing, talented authors, and for you to be part of it is such a very big deal. So I was truly honored when I received the news that my book is going to be part of 2021 Homebrew. And it is because of also the feedback that I get from my readers, the support that I've always got from my readers throughout my writing journey. And I'm truly honored. I'm truly honored. You know how big it is to be in Homebrew. So yes, it was such a great honor.
Before I say goodbye, I have to ask, when it comes to the book A Burning Desire, who do you want to read the book? Who should be reading this book?
I think everybody will relate to the book. But specifically, I think in mind, I had the families of all the people who were affected by the gender-based violence, you know, the support they're supposed to give the people that in their lives who have experienced this ordeal. So I think in my mind, I was writing for each and every person who has been through this, you know, like it breaks my heart to even think about it, because You will see how Puduso, the main character, was affected by the abuse that his sister went through so much that she had to commit suicide. So families are going through this and they don't even know how to support their family members. So the book will actually give them a whole picture of how everybody felt about the abuse that the sister went through. So it is for everybody. Everybody will enjoy it. If you have never experienced gender-based violence, you'll understand what other people are going through. Some families who are affected, you will understand the frustration they get when the government do not actually do what they feel is supposed to be done, you know, finding the justice for their family members. So I think everybody will relate to it, everybody will actually pick something or a lesson from this book.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me. We'll post links on our website, ofm.co.za, where people can purchase the books. It's obviously available at all leading bookstores and online. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
OFM Book Talk, the stories behind the writers. Listen to the full interview online at ofm.co.za.